Active with Midlands 183, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.
It's week 9 and we're at the halfway point of our 18-week marathon challenge. And I'm still off the road in terms of training, but I'm keeping my cardio up at the gym. And we were due to run our first half marathon this weekend, but obviously that's not happening. So I'm still calculating the time I should be running and putting that into my new training plan, i.e. the exercise bike in the gym. So this week should have been Tuesday 5 kilometres, Wednesday 10 kilometres, Thursday 5 kilometres and 22 kilometres on Sunday. But I'm hoping to get back on the road soon. And I will be guided by the expertise of Cathal Egan from Physio Central in Tullamore, who got me to pop in for an assessment earlier on in the week.
So today we're just reassessing. Obviously, we're looking over the last week or two there at this calf injury, which was probably a little bit more significant than I might have thought at the start. We had a little bit of a tester week and a half ago, a little bit of a run, and it just wasn't right. That was kind of our test run. So saying to you there during the session, I'd usually go for kind of 1, 2, 3 with the test runs, kind of do, get 3 solid runs in before getting back into your training plan. We will work on that further down the line. So we're looking at, likely it's a soleus injury. It's a big calf muscle that sits under your kind of ones you can see, basically. Mm. They're a really powerful plantar flexor of the ankle. So it's a really important one for running. So you're just kind of getting along the inside, kind of medial aspect of it. Probably grade 2 injury, which would roughly work out at 6 to 8 weeks. Again, that goes on healing times, basically. Mm. That means that basically most of the fibers of that particular part of the muscle have been torn, and they usually take 6 to 8 weeks to, I won't say fully repair, but it's a process during them 6 to 8 weeks that they'll start to repair. We try to get the conditions right to help them repair well. And as we're saying, during that time, then we can work on lengthening, strengthening. At the moment today, we kind of assessed knee to wall test. We looked at the good side first. You're kind of 9 centimeters, well down on the right side. So you're down to 2 centimeters. So that's the mobility is not quite there. Mm. Usually down to the muscle healing, shortens up, tightens up. So yeah. That's kind of expected. We'll work on that. We'll monitor that over the next 2 weeks. Strength-wise then, actually not too bad strength-wise, but we didn't test any single leg stuff, which we won't look at that yet. We did a little bit of hands-on, we did a little bit of acupuncture, dry needling right to that little area where you had the bit of a tear. And
so what does the acupuncture actually do?
In general, it'll help the healing process. It gives a stimulus to the muscle. It sets off a few things kind of... from a blood flow point of view, neurological point of view. And it just works from there to kind of allow all them good cells we want rushing into that area to start to kind of continue the healing process. As I said, difficult to speed up a healing process.
Yeah.
You can't really do it. You know, it's a bit of a misnomer with regarding physio that you're going to speed up things. You know, you hear it a lot, but speeding up is not the way we look at it. It's making conditions the best, prime conditions for the body to recover itself, yeah. Basically to heal itself.
A few of us are planning to run the half marathon in Mullingar on our journey towards the full thing in April. And one of those running the half is Midlands 103's head of sports, David Hollywood. And we heard from David last week as he was gearing up for the National Cross Country Masters in Dundalk. But how did he get on?
Hey, Peter. I'm just on my way back home from the National Cross Country Masters Championships in Dundalk this afternoon. And I just wanted to say a big thanks to you and your Get Active with Midlands 103. Kept me training well over the last few weeks and had a great day and a great run. I can officially say I'm the 143rd fastest cross-country runner in the country who is a man and aged over 35. So great credit to you for motivating us all through the last few weeks. And beyond that, Midlands were really well represented at the championships from the bigger clubs, Tullamore, Mullingar Harriers, St. Albans of Laois, right down to the likes of Ballyshkenock, all ran brilliantly, all flying the Midlands flag. Hope you're keeping well. I hope that recovery treatment went well as well. Cheers.
What an achievement, David. Well done. You should be so proud of yourself. And also putting in the hard miles with us is Encore presenter Claire O'Brien.
Hi, Peter. I told you I would update you today after my long run. Today's long run was 100 minutes. So 5 minutes warm up and cool down walking at either end. And in the middle, 4 minutes run, 1 minute of walking, and do that 18 times. It was tough. I am surprised how good I feel now that it's over. But the last mile or two were definitely hard. In total, it came to 8.4 miles. According to the app, to be closer to 9 miles. But I'm going to blame my little legs for that and be happy enough with what I have. Actually, I'm really happy. I was so happy I nearly burst into tears at the end of it. But yeah, it was really good. Looking forward to catching up with the guys at CK Recovery tomorrow to see how they can help me to recover from the longest run I have done in a very, very, very long number of years. Great day to be out for a run today. Take care.
Well done, Claire. You can hear it in Claire's voice. She's so happy with what she achieved, and so she should be. That's a fantastic achievement. Well done, Claire. It's very spring-like across the Midlands recently, and I'm dying to get out of the gym. So last Sunday, the weather was fine, the sun was shining, so I decided to take to the roads on my bike.
How could I forget to mention the bicycle is a good invention?
So I'm out on the bike. Obviously still can't run, so today is going to be a kind of half marathon on the bike. I was hoping to do a little bit more, but time got the better of me. And feels good to be out. It's a lovely day. And sorry, just rattling you're hearing in the background is me getting my jelly babies. You might have heard in the last episode, the last podcast, I was talking to Ruth Kavanagh. Ruth is the nutritionist with EduFit, Port Arlington. She's absolutely brilliant. You know, she was talking about what you must consume during your long runs and practice with. So I'm currently eating 6 jelly babies, which is the equivalent of 30 grams of carbohydrates. So this will give me enough energy after every hour, although I'm only about 40 minutes into the cycle. I'm just training with the jelly babies, making sure stomach is okay with them, it doesn't react, and I'm not looking for the nearest ditch in 2 minutes. Or I could be, but I promise I won't record it. Anyway, great excuse to eat jelly babies. Right, so I'm gonna hop back on the bike and head for home. That'll be another 12 kilometers, so about 24 kilometers in total on the bike. And after that, we're heading to CK Recovery to recover. There's always a lovely camaraderie on the greenways across the Midlands, and everyone says hello to each other, whether you're walking, running or cycling, and of course the odd bit of banter as well.
You rip up the letters.
Yeah, I'm telling you, God of the Trier.
I've run the marathon to the very last mile.
On Sunday, we were invited to try out a new business recently opened in Mullingar. It's just across from McDonald's on Church Avenue. It's called CK Recovery Hub. And recovery is exactly what I needed after that long cycle. So we're in what I would describe heaven at the moment. We're on a big recliner chair here in CK Recovery Hub. And there's a big, huge screen over here. We're watching Ireland versus Italy. Ireland winning 5-0 at the moment, 10 minutes in. Not that it's relevant when you listen to this, but however, Leroy Casterly is with us here. And Leroy, talk me through these compression boots, because I'm sat here in 2 big, huge boots up to my waist, and they're just getting tighter and tighter and tighter. So what exactly are they doing?
Exactly what they say in the tin there. It's a compression boot. So what it's doing is it's compressing and working through its zone. So what it'll do is it'll work from your foot all the way up to your grind area, and it'll push in, push out. And what it's doing is it's pushing all the bad stuff out of your legs. So your any lactic acid, any bad cells is built up in your legs, and it's a squeeze and squeeze out, and pushes it into your circulatory system again, creating more blood oxygen in your blood. And overall, you should have a nice sensation after, and your legs should feel a lot lighter and in general, it's just a nice massage. And as you said, you're on a recliner, so you should be relaxing, rejuvenating, and feeling really good when you leave.
And is this something you should use before a workout or after a workout?
Yeah, so it's generally after. So 95% of the teams in the US are using them, so they'll use them after. And you would have seen Kerry in the championship last year use them. So their players are coming off. As they were coming off, they were slipping them into these boots. But in saying that, you can use them the day before, but you generally wouldn't use them just before going into a workout. You'd use them the day before or immediately after.
Right, so Leroy, we're going to hop into the, what do you call it exactly?
Yeah, these are our cold plungers. So we've got two of them. One is at 7 degrees, the other's at 4. So Peter, we're going to put you into the 4 degrees first.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so what you'll do is you'll just take two big deep breaths before you go in. Prepare your head for getting into cold water, because it is a sting. And then the first 25 seconds, you're gonna feel a bit of pain. And then after that, it should get easier. So you'll do 2 minutes in the cold, and then we go into our 40 degree jacuzzi, and do 2 minutes in there, and we'll do 20 minute contrast therapy. And that's what's happening here.
Brilliant. All right. Right, will we go?
Yeah,
work. Lovely. Away. Chris, will you do it together?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Straight in.
God, exactly, I can't feel my feet. Okay.
Oh, we're getting into 40 degrees soon, yeah?
Yeah, very soon.
Grant. Okay.
Yeah,
so okay.
Yeah, you're doing very well there. So you need a bit of a steam getting into 40 degrees of water. First 5 seconds, and then it gets really nice.
Oh, God.
You want to just hop in straight away?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. 5 seconds sting. So sit there and there.
Even when you're out about 10 seconds, you warm up very quick.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly,
wow.
Yeah. It's a nice sting now.
Oh, God. Yeah. This feels like it's boiling, actually.
Yeah. So once you just sit right down into it, and then it becomes a very nice sensation. Yeah. So you're already 40 seconds in. Time flies in the jacuzzi. It's a client favorite now. So generally it's 20 minutes, so you'll do 5 rounds, but in the last round you can make a decision whether if you want to spend 5 minutes in the jacuzzi or do another round in the ice.
I think I'll rejuvenate.
So we're just out of CK Recovery Hub, and we've been baked, boiled and fried, and it feels very good. We're all the muscles are relaxed, I think. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Leroy, do you have to be an athlete to come in and enjoy this facility?
No, you don't at all. So about 90% of the people that are coming through are athletes, or they're training for a marathon, or they're doing cycling. But there is that other 10% that we have, and they're coming in for their wellness. So we people coming in, they're using the full facility, and they're coming back with the feedback that they're getting greater sleep and they're feeling more energized through their day. And these are people that are not training at all. So greater sleep, feeling better, big endorphins going through their body. And just in general, it's nice to come through. It's nice and relaxing. There's a nice ambience in there. And yeah, I'd recommend it to all sports and people who just want to relax.
And congratulations to yourself and David as well, Leroy.
Thanks.
New business, local lads doing well, so thanks very much. Just beside McDonald's here in Mullingar, so pop down and say hello to the lads.
Yep, thanks a million, guys, and thanks for coming. Really appreciate it. All the best.
We're doing all this for Barrystown Children's Charity. We're asking you to please give what you can. You can click on midlands103.com and you'll find Get Active with Midlands103. Click on that, it'll take you to our iDonate page where you can donate, or you'll find a post pinned to the top of our Facebook page and that'll take you there either. And remember, donate €10 or more and get entered into a draw to win a signed Manchester United jersey. Just click on midlands103.com and find Get Active.
Get Active with Midlands 103, powered by HearMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Hear when you need us. HearMed.ie.